Hey y'all, this is Don, aka the Inactive Nanny, coming to you guys live and in living color from Inactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interactive. I am so glad you guys have joined us today for this new episode of Inactive Nanny's World podcast. And so we're just going to keep it moving. We have Valentine's Day, which is this upcoming Thursday, but a lot of people did that, I guess, celebrating or whatnot yesterday. And then we also have for the month of February, Black History Month. So we'll be touching on some more about Black history, men and women that are important to our history, as well as one other little cute little book that I figured I would share with you guys on today. So without further ado, we're going to start, and we're coming out of our little legends, exceptional men in Black history. Let's see who we're going to touch on today as far as learning about. Let's see. We're going to learn about. Hold on a second. His name is. Hold on. Let me turn this light on so I can see. Artuso Schomburg. Artuso Schomburg, he was born in 1874 and he died in 1938. So we're gonna check him out and see what he's all about. First of all, he's a historian. When Arturo was growing up in Puerto Rico, he asked his teacher why there weren't any Black people in their history books. She told him it was because Black people had no history. Wow. Even though he was just a kid, Arturo knew this could not be true. He dedicated his life to searching for, collecting, and preserving the stories of Africans around the world. Arturo began to research on his own, finding stories of people like poet Phyllis Wheatley and inventor Benjamin Banneker. Arturo was amazed by the Black man who built the first clock in America. Why would there be no monuments for him? He wondered. This was the beginning of his quest to find more stories of Black heritage. In 1891, Arturo moved to New York City, where he worked as a law clerk. His main job was to index and organize paperwork, skills that could soon come in handy. In the United States, he was able to pursue his new passions of rare book hunting. The books he was looking for, written about or by Black people, were often really inexpensive. Arturo saw them for what they were, treasures. Soon his collection grew into a library so big that there was no place left in Arturo's house. In 1926, he sold the entire collection to the New York Public Library for $10,000. Its new home was at the 135th Street branch in Harlem. He used the money to travel to Europe, where he was thrilled to look for art featuring Black people. Arturo dedicated his life to preserving his people's culture, campaigning for Puerto Rican liberation, and advocating for Black history courses to be included in the U.S. educational system. In 1972, the New York Public Library transferred his collection to a facility that would eventually become the Schomburg Center for Research in Black Culture. Arturo turned a simple question into a hobby, which grew into a passion, which transformed the way we document cultural history in America. Without his curiosity and excitement, so much history may have been lost to the world forever. Okay, that was Arturo Schomburg. And now we're going to get into our little leaders, both women in Black history. So we're going to, let's see what woman we are. Wait a minute, y'all. My book is acting up. Hold on. Okay, here we go. We ready now. Hold on. Excuse me. All right. Now we're going to learn about and read about Charlotte E. Ray. She was a lawyer. She was born in 1850 and died in 1911. Charlotte's father was a minister and an abolitionist newspaper editor. Her mother helped enslaved people escape north on the Underground Railroad. Together, they made sure that all of their 7 children had a college education. Charlotte definitely inherited the activist and proactive qualities from both of her parents. As a young woman, she moved from New York City up to Washington, D.C. to study at the Institution for the Education of Colored Youth. After completing her education, she began teaching at Howard University, training students to become elementary school teachers. But Charlotte had other things in mind. She applied to Howard University's all-male law school under the name C. E. Ray. The admissions committee was surprised to discover that she was a woman, but let her into the program nevertheless. She studied commercial law while still teaching. It was a demanding workload, but in 1872, she finished the program and became the first African-American woman to graduate from law school in the United States. She was only the 3rd woman of any race to complete law school in America. Many noted her skills and legal knowledge, but her gender and race prevented her from having a true shot at building a career. For several years, she attempted to establish a practice, but was unsuccessful. This setback did not stop Charlotte from making an impact. She returned to teaching, this time with young students in the public school system. She was an advocate for women's rights to vote and a delegate at the 1876 National Woman Suffrage Association. She is remembered as a pioneer, and her legacy lives on in the Charlotte E. Ray Award, given to a promising African-American woman law student every year. And those are the 2 Black Americans or African Americans that we are learning about today. All right. Now, these are books. If any of you teachers or nannies or parents of young children today, y'all probably are familiar with the crayons series books. Well, this is one of my favorite series. The crayons are always doing something fun or something mischievous, but they're always up to something. So the book that I'm reading today is The Crayons Go Back to School. So we're gonna find out how their school day went when they go back to school. Hold on. The Crayons Go Back to School, and it's written by Drew Darwalt, and it's illustrated by Oliver Jeffers. I hope I pronounced that last name correctly. All right, here we go. The book is really cute when you open it. The opening pages are really cute and illustrated. All right. Summer's over, and the crayons are going back to school. Blue and beige wave goodbye to each other. See you next year. Goodbye, Beach. Later, dudes. The night before the first day of school can be very exciting. What am I going to wear? And it's nice to see old friends. Oh my gosh, did you get taller? No. But you're looking marvelous. and make new friends too. Hi, I'm Chunky Toddler Crayon. Hi, Chunky. I'm Husky Toddler Crayon. Oh, wow. Same last name. I wonder if we're related. And getting back to work is fun. Purple Crayon loves math. Goodness gracious me, math is always so nice and neat. 1 + 1 = 2. Black Crayon loves writing. I'll start with an outline. White Crayon loves reading. Yellow and Orange love science. Hey, look, Jupiter is yellow and orange. Finally, something we can agree on. You guys have to read one of the other crayon books to know the history of with yellow and orange. And they're all excited for art class, even if they make a mess. Actually, especially if they make a mess. Did someone say mess? And that's the end of the story. And that was the crayons go back to school. So, this is Dawn, aka the Interactive Nanny, coming to you guys live in the living color from Interactive Nanny World. Well, love and play are interactive. You guys got to give me a pass. Excuse me. I'm not going to say give me a pass. Excuse me for today. I've sort of been a little bit under the weather, so my thoughts and words are sort of a little clouded up. Y'all understand. But anyway, nevertheless, I'm here because I wanted to come on and sort of just do our podcast, do our session. But anyway, we will be back next week for another episode of Interactive Nanny's World. But until then, this is Don, aka the Interactive Nanny, signing off from Interactive Nanny's World. Praying that you guys have a safe and prosperous and productive week this week. Do your best, littles in school. Do your best. Don't slide by, but do your best. Whatever your best is, do your best. Parents, moms, dads, teachers, and other adults that are in tune with these babies, offer a little bit of grace and love in the moments that they need. Until next week, this is Don signing off. Talk to you guys later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.